There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We're going over to Australia now to speak to Sue Elliott, who has over 15 years' experience in digital marketing and content creation. Part of her work lately has been to help clients move their staff from being office-based to home-based. She also wrote an article sharing her best tips for working from home, things to hopefully get you less distracted, stop you from going to the fridge, and encourage you to get out of your pajamas. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Hi, Hannah, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Great.
Oh, good. It's lovely to chat with you. Thank you for joining us. You, as I mentioned, have been used to working from home for many years, but for lots of people, this will be quite a big adjustment, won't it?
Yeah, it really is. I think, you know, in years gone past, before all of this topsy-turviness happened, you know, people would sort of look at me when I said I'd work off-site and they were like, oh, really? How do you go with that? Oh, I don't think I could do it. You know, and for now, you know, unfortunately for so many people, that's just the reality.
Yeah. And the biggest thing I think for a lot of people is there tend to be more distractions at home. You know, most people, they go to work, they get into the zone of work, and then they go home and carry on with their non-work life. But if you're at home working, there's a lot to distract you, isn't there?
Yeah, I think, you know, for some people it is, and that's where it's really helpful to get into a bit of a mind space for it, you know, and a big way of doing that is having a dedicated area. You know, I know that for some people part of the novelty of working at home is the fact that they can do it on the couch or the kitchen bench, but I think the reality is for most people, once you do that for a little bit of time, you quickly realise that those distractions do come into play a lot more. Or, you know, you can see the fridge and the telly's right nearby, and you know, you do find it, particularly if you've got other, you know, people in your household that are trying to work around you, that all be, you know, sort of has an impact on your ability to just focus. So I'm a big fan of, you know, setting up a desk, even, you know, doing it like you would in the office, you know, have your little printer there and an extra terminal if you need it, and you know, monitor set up. And, you know, I was speaking to one of my clients the other day, and they enabled all their staff to come and pick up their chairs from work and be able to, you know, take them home. So at least you have proper, you know, chair to sit in and things like that, that just sort of help you mentally prepare as much as physically.
Yeah. One of the other big things for a lot of people is, I guess some people are thinking, God, you know, now I'm working from home, I don't even need to get out of my pajamas. Maybe not even shower. You know, nobody sees me. What's the point? Don't need to do my hair, put on makeup, that kind of thing. But that could help, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, look, I'm not going to start giving people hygiene tips, but I think again, it's just part of that mental switch, and it puts you in the right frame of mind. And I know, like, when I've got a, you know, a proper meeting, or, you know, I'm speaking to you guys on radio now and I've still brushed my hair and things. You know, it's just, you just feel like you're in the zone and you're there for a purpose. And I think, you know, particularly in these times of extreme isolation, when you are connecting with people through, you know, your web webinars or, you know, other ways that you're doing things, it just makes you feel a bit better. And you feel like you're starting the day. If you've got some sort of routine that you sort of keep up, you know, I mean, previously it would have been grabbing a coffee and, you know, making your way to the bus stop, whereas now it's like, okay, I'll go and I'll have my coffee, but I'll make sure I have a shower, get myself in position by a certain time. Setting up some of those little goals for yourself will make a big difference.
Yeah. And being organized, planning, all that sort of thing, you know, planning, as you say, what time you start work, maybe what time you have a break or have lunch or whatever, you know, have a bit of structure to your day.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'm in a situation, my partner and I both work at home, and after breakfast in the morning, he'll say to me, what time do you want lunch? And I say, okay, let's do it at 12 o'clock, you know, and we'll reconvene sort of thing then. So, I think just having those things, and look, big fan of, you know, setting some time frames so that you can prioritize your tasks, and then also making yourself a list. You know, I think for most of us, there's nothing more satisfying than actually getting to cross things off a list, so, you know, that you do feel like you're achieving things on a daily basis as well.
And I want to ask you about what you do personally, the digital marketing and content creation, because a lot of businesses aren't able to function, or certainly not in the same way at the moment with what's going on. A lot of people are kind of stopping their digital marketing and creating content online because they think, well, yeah, that there's no point because we're not doing business. But I think for a lot, depending on what the business is, obviously, for a lot of businesses, if they can afford it, clearly, instead of stopping it, it's just kind of changing it. People should just be changing what they do. You know, there's a big online market that people have. Everybody's at home, everybody's online. So to be stopping your online marketing isn't necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, I agree completely. And I actually think it's a very dangerous time to stop, because the threat is that then if people can't see you, if they go onto your Facebook page or your website and there's been no updates for a month, they're going to assume the worst about your company. So it's a really important time to be visible, but you don't have to sell. You know, a lot of my clients are travel clients. Now, you know, in Australia, you can't leave the country. You know, you've got all the restrictions throughout Europe, you know, the world's just not a great time for travel now, but there's still ways to engage. You know, you can use humour, you can, you know, use information, update people about what's going on, and, you know, there will come a time when you can start moving into that phase of just reminding people that they can dream about the light at the end of the tunnel. So it's definitely an important time to be in contact with people and let them know how they can contact you. You know, even if you're just doing updates about the fact that your team are offsite, but here's how you can get in contact with them. Just, you know, that connection is going to help your brand to be front of mind when things do start to improve. And, you know, if people let it go now, they've got a much bigger hill to climb to try to sort of come out of it once things do improve. And, you know, you can still keep, you know, letting people know about the culture of your company, you know, what your employees are up to, you know, how your team are banding together, if you're doing any, you know, sort of community volunteering, or how you're helping other people. You know, we've seen a lot of companies, for example, you know, like the gin distilleries who've all started making hand sanitizer, or, you know, the plastic 3D printing companies who have started printing face masks and, you know, things. There's a lot of good news stories out there, and businesses need to sort of keep that in mind. I know it's so tough because everyone's in, you know, such a horrendous situation, but to actually, you know, I think people are actually yearning for the good news stories, and if your brand can do that through your social audiences, then that's a perfect way to at least keep that communication open.
Yeah, definitely. And travel particularly, the fact that people can't travel at the moment, surely people are going to want to look at amazing photographs of places that they could travel once they're able to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so travel brands can really be tapping into, you know, once this is over, where would you like to go?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people aren't going to resent it. You know, people understand. And, you know, so long as you're not, I think that's the big thing. Don't try and shove deals down people's throats or things that, you know, there's a difference between badgering and communicating. And if you keep it conversational and having those pictures of, you know, gorgeous destinations or having a few jokes about, you know, one of my tour companies has been planning winery tours around the house and things, you know, yes. Like just doing fun things that, you know, I guess making light of what we all know is not a very fun situation. Mm. But you know, people are looking for that too. And it's just that way of keeping it conversational, keeping it topical,
yeah.
But being in contact, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, if people want more information, if they want some more advice, there's lots of tips and great articles on your website. Just tell everyone what it is.
Yeah, it's SueElliottOnline.com. So that's SueElliottOnline.com.
SueElliottOnline.com. Fantastic. Sue, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Australia. What time is it there?
Absolute pleasure. Look, it's just coming up to happy hour. It's nearly 5:30.
Oh, so fantastic. We've got to wait a little bit longer for that, so you enjoy.
That's right. Great.
Thanks,
Lovely
Sue.
Speaking to you.
And you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.